Blog Talk Radio. Hey, man, we praise God for another wonderful night of Blog Talk Radio. We are so appreciative for you coming to join us for this evening. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., bringing you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And again, I'm just so happy that you have decided to join me here tonight. We are so grateful and so thankful for the partnership with Omega Ministry Group, that is Reconciliation Ministry, in association or with partnership with Omega Ministry Group. We are so thankful for brothers Jesse and Sister Tammy Storr for their leadership and how they are used to bless the people of God. We thank the Lord for them, and we thank God for all those who share on Omega Ministry Blog Talk Radio, Ministry Group Blog Talk Radio. As always, before we go into tonight's lesson, we understand the power of prayer. So without further ado, let us take a moment to pray. Lord God, it is your humble servant. First of all, I ask, Lord God, that you will continue to forgive me for my sin, my shortcoming, and that you will see the wonderful things that are in my body. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to heal my body and bless those and heal those who might have some sort of cold or flu or any kind of ailment going on, any kind of sickness. We understand that your word says that all sickness is not unto death, so we believe in that principle. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to give us what we stand in need of. Lord God, show us so that we can be in direct association with your will and with your ways. Oh God, I thank you. I ask again that you bless tonight's Blog Talk Radio. I pray that you will bring back to my remembrance those things that pertain to me, and that we will go ahead and bless your name. Again, oh God, thank you. We give you honor, we give you praise, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are again so grateful and so thankful for you joining us as your host. I am thankful, pray that tonight's lesson will be a blessing to you. Tonight we want to talk about partnership, teamwork. As the younger people would say, the teamwork makes the dream work. So we want to talk about partnering and coming together. Our scripture reference is Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter. We are going to start at Verse 7 through 12. Again, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. The word of the Lord reads, I'll be reading the NIV translation. Let me say that. The word of the Lord reads, again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. Verse 8. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, for whom I am tolling. Excuse me. Let me start that. Verse 8. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil. Yet his eyes were not content with his will, for whom I am tolling, he said, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Verse 9, two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, verse 11, also, if two die down together, they will be kept warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be empowered, two can define themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Let me read unto your hearing. The New Century Translation, and I just want to read. New Century Version, and I just want to read unto you here in verses 9 and 10. It says, two people are better than one because they get more done by working together. If one falls down, the other can help him up. But it is bad for the person who is alone and falls because no one is there to help. We thank God for his blessed word again. Tonight we want to talk about partnership. Becoming one. I had the pleasure of officiating a marriage, a wedding rather, on last weekend. And this was a couple who had been together for about the last 4 to 5 years now. The young lady is much older than the young man. I would say at least by 8 or 10 years, if not more. They had been together, and they got married at a restaurant. They had a room set up, privately set up, and when I got there, the two was working together, setting up this room. And I thought about, I thought about the fact of how we can accomplish a lot more when we have help or when we have assistance or when two are trying to fix the problem instead of one. I don't know if you have noticed, but in the federal government, though we are furloughed right at the moment, but in most jobs, they are going to a concept of a group concept or group or team. A lot of companies have decided that instead of having people work by themselves, that it is much easier to have them work with others to accomplish the goal in life. Well, when we think about our own life, we have to think about the fact that God wants us to have partners. God wants us to be able to accomplish a task or project along with someone else. He was never into you doing the Lone Ranger type thing. You going out and you doing it yourself. And though the Lone Ranger was by himself, most of the time he was not, because he had, they say, his faithful companion, Tonto. When you think about people who normally would be by themselves, I'm even reminded now about Batman and how Batman wanted to always be by himself and do things by himself. But he always had Alfred. Then he ended up having other people that would help him. He ended up having other people like Robin and others that would come in and help. What we need to realize is that through our lives, or during this time of what we call a life, God would have us to work with others to accomplish the goals that he has for our lives. Now, we have to realize that our individual confession, our individual walk with Christ is necessary. We have to accept God for ourselves. It is a self conviction, but the work that needs to go on is not made for no one person to do it all by themselves. It is necessary for us to work with others to make sure that the kingdom comes together and does the work of God. And so it is that we realize that a lot of times we want to get upset, we want to get discouraged because we feel like we don't have anyone to help us. We don't have anybody to support us. Well, my Bible says that God will never leave us nor forsake us. So because of the fact that God will never allow us to be by ourselves, it is important for us to realize that there's nothing wrong with asking for help, for asking for assistance. There's nothing wrong with working with others. There's nothing wrong with saying, okay, this is what I'm good at. This is what I'm not good at. I see what I'm not good at, you are. And where I'm good at, you aren't. So we get an opportunity, a choice, because that's all it is a faith walk, a choice. We have this life that is meant to have interactions with others. So there's no need to hide. There's no need to feel can't do it all, because in reality, you might can't. But even or despite you working it and you doing it by yourself, God will always put someone in your life to work with you. And so my question to you, my first question is, task or goals did God give you that you know that you need to add somebody else for assistance? Maybe it is to start a business. Maybe it is to go out and become a consultant. Whatever that is, you got to realize that God has put assistance in your life to maintain. You can maintain and do what God wants you to do. But you don't have to do it all by yourself. You don't have to find yourself struggling and trying to do more than what you can handle. When God has provided help, God has provided a way of assistance. And what we need to realize, we need to realize that God is doing something for our good. We need to realize, just like, I don't know if you can remember, can you go back to your days as a youth? And remember being on a seesaw. Now, the seesaw is basically this wooden piece that had, that would toddle in between on this rope or on this construction where one would go up and one would go down on each of the ends. Now, if you try to do it yourself, without your partner, then you gotta realize that on a seesaw, if you go up, you gotta go down. And the thing about that is, you want it to go down when you want it to go down. And not when everything is going on and you need to freshen up and get yourself together. It is imperative that we realize, just like that seesaw, we can't have all of the fun that it was meant to provide because we can't do it by ourselves. So, my question to you is, what are some of the things that God has given you dreams about? He has shown you that you ought to do certain stuff. It is imperative that we always find a way to work with others and make sure that God gets the praise when we do. We got to realize that there is so much that God wants to give us. And a lot of times we are too proud to ask for assistance. And because we are too proud, then we find ourselves being overwhelmed, and we find ourselves being burnt out. Then we find ourselves being frustrated. then we find ourselves wanting to leave or wanting to get out. But why don't you ask for some help? Why don't you ask God for that assistance and see what he does? I'm going to take a break. We ask that you please go get some water, some iced tea, or some lemonade, or if you want to do an Arnold Palmer, you could combine it too. But what we want you to do is think about something that God has told you that he wanted you to do. What kind of assistance would you need to accomplish that? And are you willing to do and ask and receive? We're going to play this song. We'll be right back. Make sure you go get some water, and we'll be right back. That's right here in our praise. That's when God is pleased. One of the times God is pleased with us, when we come together in corporate praise and worship, where we serve him with such those things. We have to think about the fact that God wants us to work together with others. It is so imperative that we work together. We praise together. We serve together. And because of that, then we can survive together. You know, during this government shutdown, a lot of people are having difficulty. But one of the things that I am currently and thoroughly enjoying is the fact that you have so many churches and so many organizations that are coming together to pool their resources together and help out one another. It's important for us, because of the fact that we got to make sure that working together, we can accomplish great things. God wants us. God never decided or wanted us to be by ourselves. There are some great advantages to cooperating with others. Life is designed for companionship, not solitary isolation, but for intimacy, not for loneliness. Some people have preferred isolation, thinking they cannot trust anyone. We are not here on earth to see or serve ourselves, but to serve God and serve others. Don't isolate yourself and try to go it alone. Seek some salvation and seek his face or any opportunity to work with another person of God. Seek companionship and be a team member. Again, we got to realize that God wants us to work together with others. He wants us to worship together. He wants us to live together in holy matrimony, that is. So it is my interpretation that God is saying, God is saying to us, so we need to look at, my brothers and sisters, every opportunity that we have to share the gospel with others. When you think about it, Jesus sent out his disciples two by two. When God saw Adam by himself, he said it's not good for man to be alone. So he placed him in a sleep and took her from his rib. So it is important that we look at and we look for opportunities to work with other Christians. I mean, think about it. The family unit is a great unit. So, my brothers and sisters, I share with you that working together, partnership, is so much better than being the long ranger. That's why it's important for us to together with others. My brothers and sisters, that's all. Let me challenge you. If you come across an opportunity to help someone, or if you know of a situation where you can be a blessing to someone else, I challenge you to give up whatever they need. If it's time, if it's money, if it's just surviving your life, we need to get to the place where we realize that God never intended for us to be by ourselves. I say to you, share the load. Pick up the load and share the load. And share it with somebody else. Yeah. It's good for us. The feeling that we get when we accomplish a task, a job or a task with someone who has. So my brothers and my sisters, work together and allow God to do what he needs to do in your life. Oh God, we ask that you bless this Blog Talk Radio. We ask that you will continue to bless all those who are listening, either live or on the rebroadcast. Lord God, allow us to come together to form a team, to form a group, to be individuals that come together with one goal or a single purpose, and ultimately that is to serve you. So, Lord God, if we don't ask you or we don't tell you how to do it, we just ask you to do it. So, we ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Make it so. My brothers and sisters, I will ask that you on Monday nights, you will tune in to my brother Jesse and Tammy Store as they talk about oneness. And then that's from 7:30 to 9 at 9:30, Minister Leah Killings. And then it's I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. on Wednesday nights at 8:30 to 9:30. Then we go into just wanting us to have the best. Lord God, and the best is we only get the best when we serve you. Again, Monday nights, me on Wednesday night, Minister or Bishop George Flint on Thursday, and then at 1, Brother Joseph Amos Collins. So again, we ask that you please tune in, that you understand that God wants to work with you. Will you allow him to be your partner? Will you allow him to be the one to work with you? It's easy just to say, but it's better to do. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van Tee.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. You're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you
was over.
Lord, you made a
They have subscriptions to the gossip magazine. With a twisted sense of vision, they say rumor is like religion. No, what a shame. It's the same old radio these days. It seems like everything we hear is just a tale. I believe it's something that we'll never say.
Are y'all ready? Get yourself a little room because this one's going to require some movement.
Just give me a little time. just give me a little time. I promise I won't be long.
I just need
my one-on-one. I know I walked away, but I'm coming back to stay with you. I'm coming back to you, to you.
I'll lift my hand, baby.